And top of the day to you. I am Esther Davis. We're in the studio on a Friday night, and we're so happy that you're joining us. Would you please do me a big favor and call somebody and tell them that we are on, and we are looking for you to give us a call anytime during the next hour. I have two guests that are coming in, and one is already here with me. I had an extended conversation with him this weekend, and we're going to continue a part of that conversation because the holidays are coming up, and we are excited about the Thanksgiving, not Halloween. We don't do very well with Halloween, but Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and Dr. King's birthday. I want to give you the call-in number at the moment. Blog Talk Radio, 657-383-0437. And the hot topic on our list tonight is, of course, we want you to vote. You got to vote. Oh, please vote. And here we go. Early voting begins on October 22nd. This is in the state of Texas. Now, if you're listening to us in another state, but the early voting in Texas starts on October 22nd for the midterm elections. And this is, of course, a copy of the Dallas Post Tribune. You can pick it up online. You can pick it up at any of the locations in and around the Dallas area. But for right now, please, please welcome to my show a person you are going to be willing to listen to, because we're talking about food. And food is on our list. Food is very important to all of us. So far, please welcome Obi, and pronounce your last name for me.
Jaku. The N is silent.
The N? Oh, it's a really?
Yeah. It's like.
Jaku. How are you?
I'm good.
You got this big smile because we're ready to talk about food.
Oh, yeah.
Valido Foods. You can look them up on Facebook. Right now, we do want you to look them up on Facebook. And I did look you up today, and people are liking the product. So what you see right in front of us is one of the products. We're talking about seasoning, and this is what we'll be talking to Obi about tonight. The one that I happen to pick up is poultry seasoning. Tell me about how did this all get started?
I've been into a food in business for a long time. Mm-hmm. I was distributing for a company that was in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I was their sole distributor in Africa.
Oh.
And at some point, the price point wasn't working, and some items that we wanted them to do in Africa, they couldn't do it.
Okay.
And I decided to go ahead and see if I can produce
your own line?
My own line. And never done it before. And I started reading on it, started studying on seasonings, different items of seasonings, picked up a book. And when I started studying, now at some point I told my wife, I said, look, I think I'm going to produce curry. That was my first item.
Curry. That's a favorite, you know. That's a favorite.
She looked at me and she said, I think you're going crazy. She said, I don't think that's possible, because how is that possible that you can do it? I said, I've been studying on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been reading on this.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, anyway, let's see how that goes. She left. I went to her kitchen. I went to the stores, bought some of the items, and then I used her blender.
A blender? You mean like a regular?
Yeah, regular blender.
Soda blender.
Yeah.
Mm.
And did the first item, you know, and I ended up producing 5 different types of curry.
Oh, you got really serious about this.
And
wow.
I kept it for her to see. But when she came back, I showed her what I did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she was surprised.
What did she say, though? What did she say to you?
No, she said you didn't
no
do
No longer
this.
Crazy. You,
no, no,
right
said,
now you have a point.
She said you didn't do this. And I said to her, I said, I did. And
wow.
She said, how is that possible? I said, because I've been studying on it. And the other thing about it is that sincerely I prayed.
You prayed about it. Okay.
I prayed that. And
good.
Yeah.
That was a shoo-in.
Yeah. I prayed. I said, even though I'm doing this, I'm going out on a limb.
Mm.
Even though I've read a little bit about it, I've studied a little bit about it, still I'm going out on a limb. And I did
wow.
that. Well, But the point was that I didn't understand the differences in formulation.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is all natural.
These are all natural.
That you put in the blender.
Yes.
I can't get over that part.
Yeah.
You put it in the blender. Okay. Okay.
And I said to myself, okay, I didn't understand how the formulations work.
Okay.
I just, you know, did on the left, came up with good products, but and then I wanted to do it in mass, to mass produce it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I've done the little part, but how do I make it, how do I mass produce it
for the public, for the big public. Masses. Okay, okay.
And that was where I ran into a jam. Because how do I must produce this that I just did in the kitchen?
Exactly. So, it's a big difference.
Yeah, it's okay. A big difference.
Okay.
But I believe that it was a divine move because I started looking for companies that can must produce this item for me.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Because once I did the curry, I was able to do the poultry. Use the same thing I did with the curry to do the poultry, but I can't mass produce them.
Okay, but you're telling yourself I can't mass produce them. That's really what you're doing at this point.
At this point.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay,
What I did in the kitchen, I need to make it public.
Exactly.
But how do I move from the kitchen to the public?
You put in another thing for one thing, okay.
Okay, so I looked up on the internet. Looked up for companies in Dallas that produce seasonings.
Wow.
And I went to the first company I went to in Carrollton. I tried to talk to them, but they wouldn't listen to me. They said, you don't have FDA approval, you don't have this, you don't have that. And I said to them, let's do this. Can I work for your company? And they said, we don't think so. I said, I don't mind if you just let me work in the production department. I just need, even if it means sweeping the floor, I just need to know how to move.
So you were
it.
Willing to work for this company, do anything that just to get in the door?
Yes.
To be part of their...
Yes, to learn
to how learn the production... To learn how the
product works. How the production works. How you can mass produce.
Oh, okay, items. Okay.
You know, they said no. Then I called another company, and the owner asked me to come in.
Oh.
I came in, and he... was willing to take me to his lab.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so now you got an inroad going.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went to his lab. I will go to, he will invite me to his lab like on a daily basis. Then I'll start seeing how you can do the formulations, calculate the formulations.
Okay, that was really very decent of him.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. But he didn't understand that he was doing me a favor. He didn't do that like he didn't know he was doing something for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He was just doing it because he wanted to do business, right?
Okay,
wanted,
but that's good, though.
That was good.
That was good.
But then, in the process, I'm learning how the calculation
yes, you are.
Works.
Yes, you are. Okay. So, we're listening and we're talking to Obi. Obi, his name is Obie Joku.
Yes.
Woo! Whoa! Now, and we're talking, this is a fascinating story because I didn't realize you had gone through this much. And we're talking about food. This is a food show. We don't have the food yet, but maybe that's something we can talk about. But actually, it's a story about fortitude and believing in your idea. Because now you're telling me you went to a book and you did this in your house, put it in a blender, and now... What, 2 years later, 3 years later, you got a product,
yes.
And it's on the market?
Yes.
Whoa. That's how you get things done. That's how you really get things. If you want to call in and talk to Obi, telephone number is 657-383-0437. And I am Esther Davis. I'm always intrigued with people that just start from nothing and decide, I'm going to do this, and all of a sudden they get it done. Now, when I was in your office... someone in your office mentioned they love the all-in-one seasoning. Now,
yes.
Now you've done the poultry and the curl tree. How did you go to the next level, or the next step?
Once I learned the formulations, how the formulations work, how to calculate formulas, and I started working on different items.
Different items?
Yes, different other products.
So your kitchen became a lab.
my kitchen became a lair. At some point, my wife drove me out of the kitchen. I had to go to the garage.
Oh, okay.
Before we got even an office, before we got somewhere we know.
You've been moved from the kitchen
to the garage. Okay.
Oh, this is so funny.
I would tell her I'm in my lab. I'm working in my lab.
Mm-hmm.
And I started working on the all-in-one seasoning.
Okay.
And immediately I was able to get the right combination for the all-in-one seasoning.
Oh, come on in, Miss Linda. Have a seat, please. Say hello to OB. Our show is really sort of down home. I don't go to all these formalities. My second guest has arrived. We're having some inclement weather today in Dallas. So, well, you got time to breathe for a minute. But he has an excellent story, almost as good as yours.
No way.
No way.
No way. Mine
is as good as his. Okay, so we're talking about an entrepreneurship here in the making, basically.
Yes.
Because you just had an idea. You started it yourself.
Yes.
And then you go out and you start talking to people about helping you with the formulas. Do I have that part of it right?
Yes.
And you get some rejection.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And now you got somebody who's willing to at least listen to you and let you come into their lab.
Yes.
Okay. Are you still adding products right now as you are doing all of this research? And?
Yeah, we have different other products. We have almost about 250-something products.
50? Wow,
yeah.
You're really
different,
busy.
Different classes, like the medium, the small, and
right,
the large.
Right, right. Okay, you, the sizes.
Different sizes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and we have the all-in-one seasoning. We have the sea salt seasoning. We have the fajita seasoning, the taco
seasoning.
The taco seasonings, the Creole, the Cajun, the barbecue sauce, the brisket ribs.
You got the whole waterfront covered
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
So this is really just for people with a kitchen. Anybody with a kitchen needs your products.
Yes. And we understood the fact that to some people, cooking could be kind of cumbersome.
Mm.
You know, to simplify it, that was the whole aim of the seasoning, was to make it in such a way that you don't have to do too much. It bypasses different levels of cooking.
Mm-hmm. It bypasses. Explain that to me.
Like, take for example the fried rice, right? The fried rice seasoning.
Okay.
Now, all you need to do is get your vegetables, cook your rice, get your vegetables. If you know, season the vegetables with the stir fry the vegetables.
Okay.
And then add the fried rice seasoning, and that's it. It will season the rice completely. So
it
you don't
season
have
the rice completely.
Exactly.
We're talking about a cooking show. We got to talk to Michael about doing this. I mean, we want to do a cooking show because the holidays are coming up, and I want to know, what do you do with your turkey during the holidays? Here we go. This is October. We're not even thinking about Halloween. Let's go straight to Thanksgiving. All right, Thanksgiving. So how do you fix your turkey? You can call me, 657-383-0437. Now, every family has a recipe for how they fix the turkey and the duck and all of the other animals. And the ham.
And the ham.
So your seasoning.
The all-in-one seasoning will do all of this for you. The turkey, once you use the all-in-one seasoning for.
Okay. All-in-one seasoning.
The all-in-one seasoning.
So if you have duck, whatever.
Whatever you have. The poultry seasoning is for the turkey. The all-in-one seasoning, if you have your vegetable, or the other fixing that you want to do, including even you can mix it with the poultry seasoning too.
You can mix it with the
poultry
seasoning.
And you have a wonderful taste.
The name of the product, of course, is Valido. V-A-L-I-D-O. And I tell you what you do. Go to Facebook and look up Valido, V-A-L-I-D-O. The manufacturer is sitting right here with me, and we're having an awful good time talking about how he got started. So many people think you got to have a 10-year proposal, you got to have an LLC, you got to do this. Did you ever think about any of that stuff?
Yes, I did. Those are the basic hurdles that most of the time that fear us from trying to do business.
True.
Yeah. One thing I like about Texas is that you can just start.
Yeah, in Texas you can just. I love Texas, and a lot of people are doing that. They're just starting, especially now with internet. We are at Centertainment, of course, with Michael Johnston. I'm Esther Davis, and we're talking to a real live hero who started his own business. And wow, for the seasoning, because we always have to have some seasoning. Now, you know what? My next guest is lost 100 pounds. Tell me about what's in your products.
Yeah,
I mean, all natural? Are you putting any other stuff in there?
They're all natural.
All natural.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All natural, meaning herbs and spices?
Herbs and spices.
Wow. Herbs and spices. So you don't have to gain any weight with any of this. Sure, she can come on. Come on around. Come on, let me introduce you guys. You guys got to talk. How you doing?
Yeah, we do have to talk.
You come sit right over here. This is Miss Linda Denise.
Yes, hello. How are you?
This is Obi.
So good to meet you. Yes.
Come
and
on.
Of course, the diva herself.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Give me that and then
come this way.
Come
on. We're live, you know. We are live.
Well, then,
this is Linda Denise.
Then they will learn how to live.
Yes, and they
okay.
will. That's a good thought. Learning how to live. My two guests now have just met for the first time. And Obi is the manufacturer of his entire all-season seasoning, and we are promoting him for the holiday. And Linda Denise has a book that's out, but, you know, more importantly, you've lost, what, 100 pounds?
Actually, it's more like 93.
Ah! Well, I was a little
that's
off.
Counting.
Just a little
but
off.
But that's only with me since 2016.
Okay.
If you consider what happened that I'd gotten up to in 2002, it's quite a bit more.
2002,
that.
You were up to?
I was up to 300 pounds. I'm down to 137 now.
Wow.
Yeah. But more exciting because I went up and down and, oh, my goodness, the rain. Tell her.
Yeah, the rain is terrible on here. We don't care about that.
Anyway, I was up and down forever. And then in 2016, not only did I get down, but I was still big. 227, something like that. Anyway, not only did I get down, but the thing that's most exciting, I have kept it off. I have not had any sugar or flour.
No sugar,
products.
No flour.
I weigh and measure everything that goes into my mouth, and I'm having this wonderful life.
Wow.
Now, what's exciting about you, Obi, is that my program does not restrict people from seasoning.
Oh.
And I, in fact,
there's
I've
no MSG.
He has MSG. I don't care about MSG. MSG. I saw that. I don't care. What I'm concerned about is sugar and flour
and
cornstarch and things like that because they're poison.
They're poison. She
that.
Said poison. That's what she said.
Poison.
Let me do the book while you're talking to Obi.
Okay, sure.
So we're talking about food. And I am Esther Davis here with the book, the author, and the manufacturer, God Science Food. I'm so excited about having both of you here. Right-sizing the body through principled nutrition and the divine universe
order.
Linda Denise. She's vice president of Showcase Studios. You're in the movie business, and what do people say when no surgery, no medicine, no exercise?
No surgery, no medicine, no exercise, no prepackaged foods, no herbs.
No,
no shakes, no starving, all of the things that people typically associate with losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, it's very, very simple.
And you can put the seasoning on it. You can put it on your turkey for the holiday.
Put it on anything. Listen, it's all we do, and it sounds like all we do is such an easy thing, is get off of our addiction to sugar.
Yes.
Sugar is, it doesn't make everybody break out in fat, but it makes everybody break out in disease.
Everybody. Yes, it does. It really does.
Everybody. Now, we do need a certain level of sugar. There's a certain amount of sugar that everybody has to have, but we far exceed it. When we oversaturate, it causes mental issues. It causes some people, like I said, I broke out in fat. As soon as you get rid of it, the weight loss is a side effect. It's going to happen. You can't escape it. But this is the hard part.
Mm.
Getting off of that addiction.
Getting off of the addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the hard part. I mean, getting off of, I felt like I've never done crack or heroin or cocaine or anything, but I can't imagine it being any different.
Miss it at all. You don't have a craving.
I don't have a craving. Now, I did up until 2016.
He had a craving.
Oh, God, I was constantly craving. And so that's why I would go up and down. I'd gain 100 pounds, I'd lose 50. I'd gain 30, I'd lose 80. I was going up and down.
Wow.
Because I couldn't let it go. I couldn't figure it out. And the thing that's very interesting is that, well, I've worked with 12-step programs for food-related issues. And that came close. But I was also going through a phase in my life where I was really studying spiritual, the Bible. My leanings are Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, okay, there's got to be something in here to heal me. And I just kept looking and looking. Finally, in 2016, I found it.
You found it.
You know,
I just turned to this page, one page on 61. It says, what is my relationship with God?
There we go.
And in a conversation with Obi a little while ago, he said, you know, he had this idea. He just didn't know what to do with it. So he said he actually started praying. That was before you came through the door.
Most amazing thing.
And it is the most amazing thing. So both of you are faith-driven people. And your products are working. And that's the key.
I challenge you to find somebody who doesn't have a spiritual fiber.
That's successful. That's true.
But then the Bible does talk about the wicked flourishing, and don't worry
the
about
wicked
it.
Flourishing.
Don't worry about it because they will be cut down. But the thing is that it all comes from that.
Okay, Michael. What am I supposed to do with this?
If somebody asks any questions, you can answer right on the screen.
this is true. I'm going to give this. There's a question up there. Is that what you're giving us, the question?
If they have a question.
If they have a question,
they can write it in comments, and we'll see it. And you can answer right there.
Oh, this technology is absolutely too much. I love it. I love it. I love it. 657-383-0437. And I'm Esther Davis with Blog Talk Radio. And we're here in the studios. My guest, this is an exciting show. Now, I know you can see this show a second time because we're talking about food. We're talking about food, seasoning of the food, and how you can lose weight. And there's no reason to gain weight over the holiday. Let's talk about that a little
bit.
Not a bit. So, the 20 pounds you normally gain over a holiday period.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Don't have to do it. And you don't have to suffer and have a nasty holiday or just, you know, bland and everybody else is eating good stuff and you're eating celery. You don't have to do that. It's not necessary. It's amazing. There is life outside of sugar. There is. And I didn't realize it, Esther, but all those years of saturating myself with the sugar, my palate had just got desensitized to where I couldn't even taste the good natural in food.
So if I'm sitting in front of you with a piece of chocolate cake, does it bother you at all?
I feel sorry for you. But I let you do what you need to do. Cause I'm gonna tell you.
But I think it's attitude. You know, it has to be because you had an attitude about your product when you were developing it. You had all these unanswered questions. And then this is another whole story we're talking, a program we're talking about now. But you knew what was in the back of your head and what you had actually prayed for. But, you know, you just have to make up your mind you're going to follow your dream and not somebody else's.
I followed God's plan. And so I got out the dream phase.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got out of the self-improvement program and got into the God improvement program.
Ooh, that's God, science, food.
And now this is the other thing. I do want to say this real quick because, you know, I was talking to some gentlemen at the thing. Somebody said, oh, she lost a whole lot of weight. And they said, well, how did you do it? And I said, well, you know, God. And he didn't, these guys, funny thing is they're deacons at a church. And one of them just started laughing. He said, so what did you do? Just pray. I said, oh, honey, you don't believe that Jesus was able to do that?
Oh.
And it's amazing because so many people do think that it's like, yeah, right, we're going to say that on Sunday, but blah, blah, blah. I really believe I found things that take the spookiness and the mysteriousness out of it, that makes it very practical. It bridges that science. It bridges that God. It bridges that food. It's there. It's always been there. And
but it's
that's
a big,
what I bring.
It's a big mindset.
It is a mindset, but it's not an impossible
it's
mindset.
Not an, okay, it's not. I like that. I like that answer. I really like that
And
answer.
Here's the other thing. And this is my big mantra. I didn't used to want to get on a diet because it meant nasty. It meant, ugh, God.
A diet.
Let me tell you something. It isn't.
You didn't like the term diet.
Thank you. If we were going to do good and edify our body for God, we had to have nasty food. It wasn't biblical.
Okay.
It's not biblical.
Okay.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Is that what it says? Taste and see that God is good. That's one. And also, God created all these taste buds on my tongue. So I love this. He created all these taste buds on my tongue. Do you think he put those all there so I could just have bland food? No. He wants me to have deliciousness. but I've desensitized it with all this poison. Do you remember, I bet you, when you were young, didn't food used to taste good?
Didn't yeah, but I grew, up in the, I grew up in the
I
country.
Know
you
did.
I grew up in the country
exactly,
where but all you, the food was whole.
Exactly, but still, I bet if you go back to the country now and you eat some of those same vegetables or same eggs, it's kind of like, well, it's good.
Doesn't taste the same.
You know why? Because the senses have been desensitized with sugar. Get that sugar out your mouth. Let me tell you what happened.
Wow.
2 months of it off of my tongue. 2 months.
Two months.
It took about a week to get over the DTs.
Yeah.
But once I got over it, it took about 2 months. All of a sudden, food started tasting so good. I mean, I could eat just a carrot, and I never wanted to do that. Broccoli.
Because you clean your palate.
Exactly.
Oh.
And food is good. Now, in herbs, that doesn't hurt anything.
No, because on his website, it talks about spices. And if you look up spices, spices are what, herbs?
Yeah, spices are, they're different. There's herbs. Herbs are the, like the,
mm-hmm.
the leaves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
like,
of course.
Which is like oregano, parsley,
mm-hmm.
Basil, thyme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are
rosemary.
Herbs.
You know,
rosemary, those are herbs. Then the spices are like the garlic, the onion,
mm-hmm.
you know, the ginger.
The herbs are the ones grown in the earth, right?
Yeah, they're both grown.
They both grown in.
Well, the herbs, I think, are more the leaves. But
when
I came in here and I was talking about, and without any herbs, I was saying you don't lose weight with that. You don't go, oh, let me get this herb and I lose weight. That's absolutely going out the world backwards. But there's absolutely no reason why somebody should not take those herbs and sprinkle as much as you want on that food and enjoy it.
Okay. That's Valido Foods. That's why we started the program earlier about the herbs and putting it on everything, which is what someone in your office said the other day. She puts it on everything.
And everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Food should taste good.
Yeah.
Well, it makes it taste good.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to.
So where did we get off track? I mean, how did we become such an obese nation?
Sugar.
Well.
Sugar.
Now, I pick up an accent, Ozzy. Do you mind sharing where that accent comes from?
Nigeria.
What part? What are you, Igbo or Yoruba?
Igbo.
Okay. I have some friends from there. I think this boy was Yoruba, though. This isn't like Crips and Bloods or nothing, right? We can talk about that.
That's enough.
Okay.
Just a tribe.
I know that. But anyway, this young man said, in Nigeria, we call sugar the white man's salt. Have you heard that one? We call sugar the white man's salt.
Not like that, but
okay.
Yeah.
Wow. There's this kind of, y'all eat that crap kind of thing.
because the Africans talk about it a lot with our food over here.
They know
I know it, but we're going to talk about food today. but they have, I have some African friends that are very, 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 very holistic, and they have not conformed, let's put it, to our way of life yet. And the first time I noticed that was this friend of mine, his grandmother came over. Grandmother comes over, and we're all excited about meeting grandma. She had a perfect set of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
She had a perfect set of teeth. It was just amazing. And when she was talking, I thought, well, that does have to be false. No, I'm serious. Behind the camera, Michael's laughing at us, but I thought, you know, this has to, we have a question?
That's what I'm trying to see.
That's probably me asking him.
Okay.
Call us 657-383-0437. I hope you're not in traffic. But in any event, grandmother came and she kept talking and laughing because she was so happy to be here. And, you know, I kept seeing these white teeth.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, okay, she's got to be at least 75.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect set of teeth. And finally, I couldn't contain myself any longer. I had to ask. Are those your teeth? Now I'm trying to think, what is the best way of doing it? Because I don't really know her. She says, oh, no, these are mine. Okay, what do you brush with? No brush. That was a root.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
What is that? Yeah, we'll call it chewing stick.
I think I've heard of that.
Though that was back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That was what they used. Even growing up, as we used it, but it's mostly we still had paste,
mm-hmm.
and you still have your toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to toothbrush and all that coming into the African market,
mm-hmm.
they had what they call chewing stick.
Chewing stick. Spell that.
Chewing. That's
chewing.
Chewing
stick.
C H E W I N G.
Chewing stick. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Like a chewing gum.
Chewing gum.
Yeah,
that's
a chewing stick.
Oh. Interesting,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Yeah, that is interesting. You learn something new today on the David Show. I love these shows because that's always something that I learn.
You know, something else that's interesting about your culture, but not only yours, in Africa, and I'm talking about African cultures, but your tropics. The people who live in the tropical areas.
Mm-hmm.
Notice they don't have pies and cookies and stuff. You know,
their
desserts are natural sweets. Natural sweets. This idea of pies and cookies and prepared things comes
and
from Europe.
And
chocolate cake. And which, so we want to give our white slave masters the thank you for that.
Oh, God.
Because it comes from, it comes from Europe. Because where it was cold in Europe, they didn't have the ability to have good fruit all around the year and that sweet, so they had to store it.
Mm.
And that's how they started adding sugar to things. So it kind of comes from them.
Oh.
And it's not that they were trying to be mean. They were just trying to get their deliciousness, brought it over here, and we just carried on with it. And it's killing us.
Too. If you have an opportunity to visit the Smithsonian African American Museum in Washington, D.C., it's worth, I think every person should actually attend. As you go through, number one, you cannot do that in a day. It's a two-day event. But the first thing that is mentioned when you take the tour is the plantation of sugar. The number one ingredients of that day, and I'm talking probably 1640s, 1700s. Was sugar. And the history behind that is very, very, very significant. I was there 2 years ago, compliments of a corporation, and the story is of cotton. We always thought cotton was king.
Mm-hmm.
But the beginning of slavery, it was not cotton. It was sugar.
Couldn't doubt it.
It was sugar. And you must go to the Smithsonian African American Museum. It's still a waiting list, I'm sure, but the education is going to be immeasurable for what you will learn. And that's the one thing that I did bring back from that. These two countries needed someone to harvest the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And these two countries decided that Africa and the people in Africa would harvest their crops.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how slavery started.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I maintain, give us another 20 years maybe, might not be that long, and sugar is going to be a controlled substance.
Oh,
are we aware that substance? Exactly. We are aware that Coca-Cola used to have cocaine in it because it was like, everybody knows that. It was like, I mean, that's what you do. You know, laudanum was like a cough syrup or something, and it had like heroin in it. And opiates, until our scientists go and they say, wait a minute, you know, this is might be helping you here, but it's killing you over there. They found that out with cigarettes. Did they not?
Yes.
Did they find that out with alcohol?
They're talking about putting cannabis oil in something.
Oh,
yes.
But
exactly.
Let me tell you something. Oh,
be careful. Because I know in the Coca-Cola, there's what, 38 or 35% sugar? There's a lot of sugar still in it. I need to take a break. I need to take a little bit of a break. We're having a fascinating discussion. My guest is Denise, Linda Denise, and, of course, Obi. I got to get this right a second time. Joku.
Joku. Okay.
Thank you. We'll be right back. I'm Esther Davis.
Thank you.
Go away. Gosh, that is fascinating.
The only thing we're still out on there is there. So don't worry about it, but I can edit that out. We're on pause on everything.
Tell me about this Blog Talk Radio. Is this Blog Talk Radio?
No. Blog Talk Radio is a software
He's got us hooked up to three or four different things here.
This is Blog Talk Radio. It's a software I can do up to 3 hours of show a day.
Mm-hmm.
This is my radio station. This is Center Timmy Radio. This is what we're still live on.
We're still live. I'm going to keep talking. They can listen to us.
Hi. I didn't say anything bad, did I?
No, you did not.
Everything good because I got a lot of love that was going on. It was some love things that were going up.
Cool, great.
So when you start talking about the sugar, somebody started to relate to that. So
now, when you say love, you mean people that are tuning. You can tell the people that
they'll give a love or a
like,
thumbs
I like
up
it.
Or, you know, that type of
oh,
thing.
Oh, I like it or something like that. So if you're listening, let me do this while I have something for you.
Yes. All right.
Thank you. This is the W Luncheon Icons of Significance.
That was so beautiful.
It was so beautiful. And it was not too long ago. It was in September. I will do it again. We will have another group of women. This one was Deborah Jones, Sharon Scaife. My guest was Clara McLaughlin from Jacksonville, Florida. Inez Clark and Linda D. Smith.
Linda Denise. We're going Linda Denise now.
Okay. Oh, we're going Linda Denise. We have changed our name again.
Yeah, I figured. If Vivica can be A. Fox.
I'm going to let ask Michael to take a picture of this one.
Thank you.
And then put it on Facebook. And then
I'll get a picture of it.
Thank you so
great.
Much.
You,
oh,
you
my
have
an
MP3 of it? Not MP3. JPEG of that?
No.
Okay, I'll take a picture of it.
Oh, this is so beautiful. I will treasure this always.
That's the one thing I like. This guy has put together all of the systems that I've had in my head. So when I first started television, internet, it has totally evolved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, totally evolved. You don't need a studio. You don't need a script. You don't need a camera guy back here and an editor over there. It's now down to one person.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you wonder, where are we going from here? Where are we going from here?
Mm-hmm.
So, Obi has given us his story. We're still on Cinetainment?
Yeah, we're still on Cinetainment and Blog Talk.
And Blog Talk.
Yeah,
cool.
We're just taking a break from the TV and the Facebook Live.
Oh,
fantastic.
You got that? You got all of that?
Okay.
How's the studio doing?
It's coming along. I've really taken time because the book that I'm giving you, this is the first edition. And
I must have mine on
next week. Well, you can go on, but I'm going to tell you what.
What?
Next Wednesday is coming out edition 2.
All
of it. Oh, yeah. And I've been feverishly because I went through and I was like, oh, man, I can't believe I left that out. So that's what I'm going to but have that. That'll be a...
Oh, this is not. And then the second one we can have autographs. So now that means...
You can have this one autographed, too. It's just that, you know, you can say, I knew her when.
Oh, she used to come on my show when.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That means
yes.
You got to add a book to your itinerary.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to write a book.
Okay.
America is reading again, everybody. Mm-hmm. And I am delighted because we have this thing going. At one time when newspapers were going out of business... And they are not going out of business because we are becoming a nation that reads again. Actually, they have put writing into the first grade in some of our locations now because our children don't write cursive. They only print. So I want to applaud all of the schools that have put it back in. I do keep tabs on schools. And let me
thank
you so much to South Oak Cliff. The International Day of the Girl was celebrated on Wednesday. I was one of the guests that was there, along with the a great lineup of women, I might add. There was the district attorney, Faith Johnson, the Honorable Faith Johnson attended, and the sheriff also attended. Does that mean I have 10 seconds? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you love this show because we leave out all of the stuff that is so rigid. So we are going to now go back into Welcome Back to Cinetainment.
Thank you.
Esther Davis. I'm having a great time tonight
with
two very, very special guests. We're talking about food and seasoning for the holiday and beyond. I don't want to restrict the seasoning to just the holiday. And, of course, I have an author with us and a vice president of a production company.
Thank you.
And the fact that you lost
93 since 2016, October 2016.
That's roughly 2 years.
But you know what? That's nothing. I have a man that I coach. You know,
a man.
And by the way, I have several people that I coach.
You're a coach.
I talk to them every day. Yeah. And guess what? Ask me how much I charge them.
Zero.
Nothing. Thank you. Zero. Yes.
You don't charge them anything.
Not a thing. Because it says freely, you have received freely gifts. I will make mine from the book. I will make mine from other things. That's not how I do it. But anyway, this young man came to me. He's an Italian gentleman. He came to me July 2017 at 454 pounds.
Ooh,
454 pounds. He had been big all his life. He's never really done anything. He's only like, he just turned 40 in September. He's walking with a cane. He was having some brain issues and whatever. Very intelligent boy. July 1, 2018, he had released 202 pounds doing this.
Just no
sugar,
no flour,
eating three meals a day. Did not exercise, did not lift a barbell, did not. It's getting rid of the sugar. It's getting all of the old thinking, oh, watch those calories. Forget that. Forget it. All of that's passe. Get rid of the sugar. Now, the key is getting rid of the sugar and getting that mindset to where you're not freaking out. There is a way to do it. And it's doable.
It's doable.
Mm-hmm. It's doable.
Did you ever think your manufacturing your product was not doable? Did you ever say, I'm going to give up. I don't want to do this anymore?
The thoughts will come into your head, but...
The thought, really?
Yeah, you know, because there are some...
Yeah,
there are some limitations, there are some hurdles, like when you can't get to the door, have a door open, your thoughts will come into your head, but...
But what did you feel? What did you feel like? Did you ever say, I'm going back to take this job?
No, I have these saying, this biblical saying in my head that pops up every time I meet an obstacle.
Okay.
Says that if you fail in the days of adversity, your strength is small.
If you fail in the days of adversity, your strength is small. That'll get you up.
So every time I face a challenge that seems like insurmountable, that scripture pops in my head.
I like that.
I like that. Yeah.
If you fail in the days of adversity, your strength is small.
Wow.
Wow. I love that.
Me too.
Because they both have different, totally different ways of getting to their goals.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different ways. And so I'm thinking whatever works with Linda would work with the manufacturer, with you as a manufacturer, and it would work with your weight gain. So whatever your goals are and whatever you are wanting to do, it does not matter. You have to have the strength.
And the faith.
Yeah.
Those obstacles that come up, and when they would dissuade somebody from going forward, they're basically just fear. And someone told me here recently, if you don't know that God is all in control and running all of this, you need to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be afraid. That's what gets me through. Because I'm going, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway, so I guess I'm going to die today. Because if God didn't do it, it's over anyway, so what? And then I just do it. I'm telling you.
Have
you ever noticed that when you go through some of the worst trials, that's why I think Paul said, count it all joy. But when you get through it, you have a victory. Or you have what you were.
And you do a victory dance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you actually do a victory dance.
Right.
We are a sickle cell family. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't know it until probably their youngest son was, 5 years old. So he has a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows what it is. Nobody knows what it is. Doctors don't know. My dad, my family is alive. My dad and mother are still alive at that time. And we moved to Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, Texas. Fabulous hospital even to this day, 20 years later. You know, where that child now is doing well. Well, one of the things I learned is that with the crisis, they could not get his temperature down. And then they started calling doctors all over the world trying to figure out what it was. And during that period of time, now, we're at Texas Children's Hospital. Texas Children's Hospital has children from around the world that have a problem. Children with no nose, children without legs, all kinds of children.
Mm-hmm.
And our son started waking up and talking probably day 3 or 4, and we were worried about brain damage and all of that. But what you do realize, I knew he was going to get well because every day at 3 o'clock they brought in a clown. And the clown was in this big hallway. You know, hospitals have large hallways. And he decided, he's 5 years old, he decided he wanted to go out in the hallway and play with the rest of the kids because he could see them from his hospital bed.
Mm-hmm.
He finally figured out, and it was my tour of duty in the hospital that day. He finally figured out that if I get out of this bed, I can push this bed outside in the hallway where the rest of the kids are.
Mm.
Now, in the hallway were kids that didn't have any legs, you know, one of them had a short arm, and the clowns were there, and it was just a gay period. You forgot how sick these children were.
Mm-hmm.
But the day he did that, the temperature dropped. And then they did a brain scan, and there was nothing wrong with him. 2 days later, they sent him home.
Wow.
Yeah, it becomes a mindset. You know something, and then back to faith. And you know when something is going to happen. And that's another thing about food. We have a lot of people out there that have not been tested for certain things. So now we have DNA. There's no excuse. Go get the DNA, even if you're Mexican and black or you're Jewish and Pakistani, and it does not matter. They can tell you what diseases you have. And now modern medicine is just amazing. Amazing. This show has gotten way, way, way out yonder in the ocean, and I really love it.
It's really good.
It's really good, says Michael.
If they want to comment, they can comment on Facebook Live.
On Facebook Live, you can comment. Is that the same number? What is Facebook Live?
No, on Facebook Live, they're watching. A lot of people are watching. If they want to comment and ask questions about the book or about this wonderful seasoning.
Seasoning, we're talking about seasoning, about a book.
The people that, the author of the book, and also the people that
we can get your book in my, it's so funny because people always call me. When
I learn, did you get some calls too?
You're getting calls. People will always call you when you're on the air. If you want to talk to Obi, I'm going to give out his number because mobile. Can I give you a number?
Yeah.
See, I invited him to come see us, but we had to put him to work because the weather is bad, so things always work out for the very, very best. Obi, 1-469-288-4661. I will repeat it later on because for the holiday, we want you to try something different. Let people rave about your great cooking. What do you want them to do, Obi?
What do I want them to do?
Yes.
This holiday?
Holiday, yes. This holiday and every holiday. Don't limit them to one holiday.
In this holiday, I want you to try the all-in-one seasoning.
The all-in-one pizza?
The all-in-one seasoning. It's so good. It's so good that I didn't even. My wife the other day, she cooked chicken. Roasted chicken, and then she sprinkled the all-in-one seasoning on it. And she ate, and she came back to me. She said, "Baby, do you know that this is so good on everything?"
So she went from, "You are crazy," to, "Baby, this is good on
everything."
I love it.
And she can't stop using it. I came back last night. She made egg, and she had the all-in-one seasoning on the egg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really? One seasoning on the egg.
All-in-one.
That is
seasoning.
Everything, yeah.
All-in-one. It's all-in-one combined.
Is this a secret combination that
you have? Yes. It's herbs and spices that we combine together to produce that all-in-one seasoning.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And it's good for salad, for...
Oh, yeah, I was wondering about salad.
For salad, or just soups, just sprinkle it on it.
Mm-hmm. Salt content. How much salt content?
It has salt because the every seasoning...
Has some salt.
Has some salt.
Right.
So it does have salt.
I don't care about salt.
What do you mean you don't care about salt?
I don't care about salt.
You care about sugar.
I care about sugar and salt.
So you'll have sugar and salt.
So for those who is there a website to order?
Is there a website?
Is there a website to order?
That they can order from you?
The great pastor asking that question.
We're actually doing a wholesale, but right now we're going to go into website to order. But you can call us to order now. That's what we can do.
Oh, okay.
You can call us to order. After my discussion with her yesterday, we decided that we have to go that route.
Mm-hmm. The telephone number again is Pastor 469-288-4661. And what I'm going to ask you to do, if you're still there, is call Obi right now. We want to hear what he says to you. Come into the Blog Talk line, and that is 657-383-0437. 657-383-0437. And you know what? For those of you that are listening to us, the biggest thing that's happening in our country today is we just noted that McDonald's is going to do deliveries.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when the pastor calls in, ask them, ask Obi if he'll consider doing deliveries. Because in a feasibility marketing study, the information comes from the people. So if people want this, that's what the manufacturer is going to do. And we have people that just don't want to go shopping any longer. Mm-hmm. Me, number one. I don't want to go shopping.
When
I've
it's
done,
raining or when it's
raining. And actually, when you have, you know, when you raise kids, and especially boys, you're at the grocery store every day with raising some boys, so you have no thoughts of going to the store later on. So, Pastor, you're a good influencer for us, and we're going to have you just call the manufacturer directly. And that is, we see a lot of trending going on in our society today. We already know that malls are closing. That's the reason for what they call mixed developments today. Dallas is going to get three of those. Houston already has about 10.
What's a mixed development?
Mixed use development. It means that you stay here, you go to the movie here, get your hair done here.
Little communities.
And they're little communities. For instance, I can talk about the Redbird Reimagined because I've been to the meetings, but that's a good one. Redbird Mall will go away as we remember, as we know it today. In place of that will be Redbird Redevelopment.
A redevelopment.
Movie, walking paths, ducks in the pond, housing, hotels, everything will be right there. We already have one at Uptown. That's a mixed-use community. Cedar, where the, over there where the police station is.
That's right.
A mixed use. Everything is right there within walking distance.
Yeah,
so
right.
We have to become a walking city. Walking and transit go together. We want you out of the cars. That's going to be tough. That is going to be tough. However, we can no longer stay in our cars because we need to clean up God's earth. And the way to do that is to get rid of some of the emissions. But let's start in the big cities. I am all for redevelopment. So if you want to talk to Obi about delivering, you're going to be the decision that he has to make.
And if you want Pastor's calling, you got to give me a Blog Talk number. I'm going to get
Blog Talk number. Pastor, are you still there? 657-383-0437. A lot of numbers here. And to talk Obi, to talk to Obi directly, he gave me permission to give out his number. Is that 1-469?
469.
288-4661. And he can answer that anytime, 24 hours, even after he walks out of the studio. One of the things I like about people that are in business, you have to give out your numbers. And because people say, I have an unlisted number. No kidding. Well, why do you have an unlisted number and you're in business or you're selling books?
Right.
We have robocalling and we have all these things we don't like about it, but the cell phone is one of the greatest inventions that we have.
That's right.
It's one of the greatest.
Yep.
So, do you go home often?
Yes, I do, but for some time I haven't.
What do you call sometimes?
2014 was the last time I went home.
Okay.
So that's
to Nigeria.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is that. Well, you know, take a bunch of us over there with you. I mean, put us on a plane. Let's go. Let's go. Blog Talk Radio 657-383-0437. I open the show with voting. In Texas, we have to vote. We have to count the number of voters. So important. This is midterm. It is not a national election, but it is very, very important that you vote and be registered to vote. So, last word is going to be in Linda Denise. I'm so happy to see you.
You too, little pumpkin. You
pumpkin,
too.
Little pumpkin.
Yeah. Oh, one thing I want to be sure, may I plug?
Yes, please.
Of course, the second edition will be out Wednesday, but this book is Ableness is God Science Food, Right Sizing the Body Through Principled Nutrition, and the Divine Universal Order. A lot of biblical scripture in here. But anyway, this can be purchased, Amazon.com.
All right.
It can be purchased in ebook form or print book form. Also,
ebook form. That's on your computer.
Electronic, like if you have a Kindle. And the other thing is that if you go to your favorite bookstore, you can say, hey, look, I want to get this book, and they'll order it. So,
So, what advice do you give to the manufacturer here on his food? What would you tell him to do next?
The book is always good. Well, actually, I was going to try to talk to him about something I got going on, but the food.
Okay. Well, the two of you, I'll give you his numbers right here.
I've been looking for a manufacturer, for real. Do you mass manufacture or are you a small manufacturer? Because I've been looking for, remember I asked you about a friend of yours who's a food manufacturer? And
There he is right there.
Well, him too. I didn't know about you. As a woman, and Trent had told me about her, and said, so I asked you about it. Anyway, long story short, so because while there's a lot of diet foods out there, you got skinny girls, you've got this, and they fall short of what's required to make sure that, and I have developed, in fact, I'm going to tell you, before I got on this thing that I'm doing, I was known as Linda Doe. You know, like Papa
Doe.
You know how, you know, like Papa Doe?
People call you fat?
No, it wasn't that. It was like Papa Doe restaurant.
Oh.
Okay. I was Linda Doe.
Oh.
No, they got beat up if they had said it some other way. even though it would have been easy for them to do that. Because I believe in throwing that food down, and I could cook, and people would love to come to my house and cook. And so spices and all that, but I was using sugar and everything. So when I came into this new way of eating, I still, I'm not going to eat something nasty. If it's nasty, it's not going to happen. So I still bring that deliciousness to what to my food. I just don't do sugar and flour.
You do spices and herbs.
And spices and herbs and just different ways you put this together with that. And I'm looking at possibly doing some prepackaged things.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
that you can just buy and say, and
I'll be a customer.
Will you be a
customer?
Seriously. Yeah. I'm trying to look for sugars and a lot of that.
Well, then you need to also come to our meeting. There's a meeting on Thursdays at Tabernacle of Praise. I forget the address. On Wofford. Yeah, you know Top. Anthony Sharp is the pastor. We meet Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. for an hour and a half. It's called... actually, that's Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous.
Food Addicts
in Recovery,
and Recovery.
Anonymous.
Well,
but that's a program, and also I suggest people go to anything, Overeaters Anonymous, somebody. But we come together, we talk about our issues with food. Doesn't mean, oh, my God, you're an addict, you want to eat all the time. There's a big range of people who are having issues with sugar and flour. And it's just a wonderful support group to just.
And it's wonderful to recognize that you are addicted to something. You're addicted to sugar. You have to have a piece of cake. You have to have a cookie. You have to have all of this sugar. You don't have to have
But you
sugar.
Know what's funny?
What?
One of the biggest things people say when they come to the meeting is, well, I can't say I'm an addict. I have a problem with that word. And
denial,
I do too. It's like, oh, my God, I'm not Ray Ray. I'm not scratching in the corner at the crack.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But when you look at what I did with sugar, it was about the same kind of thing. Thank God it was legal. Because I'm going to tell you, if it wasn't legal, around Girl Scout cookie time, if the police had pulled me over, they'd have gotten me for possession and distribution.
And distribution.
But wait a minute. But I would have bought the distribution because those cookies wouldn't go nowhere but to me. Okay?
Girl Scouts, we love you. There are people out there for your cookies.
Yes.
You know what? I have got to go.
We have got to go.
I've had a great time with you.
You just can't.
Yes, I know it. I've had a great time with you today with my special guest, the manufacturer of Valido Foods, and that's Valido. You can email Obi. You can email him at obie@validofoods.com. And, of course, Linda Denise with Showcase Studios. I am Esther Davis. And... you know what? As always, you really are the greatest audience in the world. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Yay,
Esther.
Oh.
Okay, so
wow.
Nobody leaves. What's the deal? So, how much is it to do this?
Well,
I don't
what
think,
you want to do.
I don't think we're off the air yet.
We're not
on the air yet.
Yes, I can't do that.
We're not
on the air.
Hi, everyone.
I
was just kidding.
Is it
off
the radio?
Yes. This is somebody calling in on?
No. All you got to do, let me do this real quick.
Okay. Now he's deactivating.
Let me see. Okay, we're still live, but I can all this stuff I can edit out.
Okay.
Put it on auto DJ.
Auto DJ.
And have it start the music over again. Okay. And then we'll
roll
this out in episode.
Get out of here.
This is so nice. Very nice.
It took me a while to digest.